Howdy folks, Aaron here. I've been chatting with a few people lately and got a few correspondences on a common subject. And so today's vignette, a little bit early for you, hopefully that's okay. I wanted to share with you some of my thoughts on this whole network marketing, direct selling, multi-level thing. Clearly, the industry we're a part of is that. There's no hiding it. We are what we are. But the unfortunate reality is many of the marketplace, or much of the marketplace rather, has a negative perception of who we are and what we're about, mostly born out of direct or indirect negative experiences. That's a challenge, but as with every challenge, if the glass is half full, it also presents an opportunity. So let me frame some of this conversation for you and maybe address for you how I do handle some of these questions. First point is people buy you. Not what you're selling, be that product, business opportunity, etc. If you look like, excuse the phrase, some sort of slick willy, you're looking to focus on transactions, you clearly don't care about the relationship, you are trying to make a sale, then expect there not to be a positive and genuine response. But if you're genuine going in, if your intention clearly is to make life better for that individual, to serve them, to be a benefit to them, then that gets felt and seen and responded to much better. There's an old debate in this industry about lead with the product, lead with the business, and it makes me smile. People say, you got to lead with the product. No, you got to lead with the business. The answer is you lead with both. Now, that's a little bit oxymoronic. You can't do two things at once. But there's a gestalt here. We are what we are. We sell great products through this model. This model sells great products. This model allows us to deliver great products to people with real needs. So they're intertwined. The function is what you begin the conversation or the series of conversations with. There's a sequence. I believe where we're at down under is that we should start with a product first conversation. I've mentioned that many times. Cleanse, Balance, Matcha. Those are products that everyone can relate to, has a need for. They are for everyone, every day, and excuse the phrase, they put bums on seats because there's interest there. They're widely held needs and widely understood issues. While we build businesses examples of success, we build product examples of success until two things happen. Once we have people becoming director and lifestyle bonuses and taking trips and doing the things that personify the value and the validity of our business, then we lead with the product. Or we keep leading with the product until those that are on the product start asking questions about the business. Now we seed the conversation all the way through. We're not hiding the fact this is a business, but we're not leading with that, with the old circles and lines conversations on the whiteboard. So we start with the products. We start with the products that are referenced until we are or have or are surrounded by working examples of the business working for us, or your people on the product that are experiencing a positive result get a positive result and start asking questions about the business. Much more graceful, much more respectful, and I would add, mostly different to how our less than stellar competitors operate. Usually people phrase, this isn't one of those things, or this is a network marketing thing. I always answer that question with an honest answer and a question. I'm telling about the products, I'm telling about what I'm doing, I demonstrate my enthusiasm, I'm being genuine. They say, this isn't one of those things, is it? And my answer is something along the lines of, well, if you mean direct selling, and I use that term, then yes, it is. But based on the nature of your question, it sounds like you may have some concerns with that. Tell me about them. And I get them telling me about the reason they have for that negative perception. And the reason they have the negative perception is because someone directly, some member of their family's been ripped off and had a bad experience, or they have themselves, they've been let down by the product, by the company, by the people, by the comp plan. At one stage, they did believe, because they wanted to believe, that there was hope and opportunity here, because the principles are valid. How they personified in company X with product Y with upline Z is what made it fall over. So I always answer the question, this isn't one of those things, is it, with, well, if you mean it's direct selling, if they say this isn't network marketing, this isn't multi-level marketing. Network marketing, multi-level marketing are mechanisms for calculating payment. They're not what we do. we are part of the Direct Selling Association. I always phrase what we do and who we are as direct selling. So I always reframe it and say, yes, it is a direct selling business. I don't say opportunity, that word's overused. Yes, it is a direct selling business. But based on your question, it seems like you have some sort of negative reaction to that. Tell me what experience you've had that would give you that. And then we talk about that. And there are some shocking stories out there. Sometimes they've had themselves or they've heard of over the backyard fence or whatever the scenario is. And all I can do in those cases is empathize with those people and say, man, I am sorry you had that experience. You know, my experience has been that a business such as, or an industry such as ours, built on fundamentally sound principles, good people selling good products to people that know and need those products, people lifting people, providing opportunities to people they wouldn't otherwise have, people becoming economically aligned, those are all good principles. I realize that many of our competitors abuse those principles and use them in a way that is less than honorable. I know you probably don't believe me because you've heard it all before, but we don't. Let me know when you want to find out more. I don't push it when their resistance is to our model. I empathize with them. I reframe their question. I push it back on them relative to the fundamental principles of the industry and the fact that we hold those important and as a priority. And therefore, the end result is we demonstrate ourselves differently. We're not looking for an argument. We're not looking to convince them. We're looking to reframe a little bit their thinking and then just proceed with whatever the conversation was or move on. And the fact that we do that usually generates some level of intrigue or interest beyond that which they had. The fact of the matter is, folks, we have a bunch of people out there that have a negative experience with this industry. However, the fact they have a negative experience means at some stage they believe, they signed up, they started doing because they wanted to believe. That glimmer of hope, that ray of light, we need to resurrect. And the way we resurrect it is by comporting ourselves in a dignified, respectful, honorable, relationship-sustaining way, selling good products that do what we say they're going to do, being genuine in our follow-up, being calm, being confident, and knowing where we're going. And then we build our business, they watch us carefully, and then away we go. You know, the bottom line is people need what we have. We have full-time income for people's full-time costs. Those car payments, that rent, those electricity bills, they come whether you like them or not, whether you're working or not, sleeping or working, those bills, that interest bill is still clicking along. We have a business where you can find economic alignment, where you can have good people helping good people, providing great products that fill real needs for that people really want and need and are measurable in their result. Who does not want that? The fact that we have some historical competitors that have clouded the picture of some of our potential market is an opportunity for us as we demonstrate who we are, what we're about, and the fact that this is a real business for real people that moves real product to fill real needs from which we produce real result, both in terms of the product and the business and what people can and do become. There you go. A little bit of a lecture, but I don't see the poor performance of some of our competitors over the long term as being a real hindrance or holding us back at all. I see it more of an opportunity, though it does take time to reframe those negative comments, to empathize with the poor experience they've been through, to demonstrate the principles we're built on, if followed and personified, can make for a great business. And then you just go on and do what it is you've just spoken about, and they will circle back around, particularly when their experience with the product demonstrates that, yep, this stuff works. And I wasn't vacuum cleaner sailed by whomever. They're just a good person, does what they say they're going to do. Their product works. I'm interested. Tell me more. That's what we're looking for. That's what you'll get. Play the long game, and you'll be just fine. Have a great day. Bye-bye.